Okay, we're here at the site, the wonderful Al Badia Golf Club, which is the brand new home. It's, I'm sure, going to be home for many years as well for the Skywoods Dubai International Jazz Festival. Anthony Eunice and Ian Plumley, who's the head of sales and marketing at the Alpha Tame Group, joining us on the show. Apparently, I've got to ask you about the after party. What about the after party?
What after party? No, okay, we have an after party on the two weekends.
Yeah.
On Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th, then the 23rd and the 24th. It's going to take place behind the VIP structure, okay. Just behind me now.
Yeah.
It's a big, nice green area where we're going to have a DJ, and most of the artists that performing on the night of each night, they will be also at the back. It's the invitations is limited only to the VIPs, the front seat ticket holders, and the middle seat ticket holders.
Okay.
So only the standing will not have access. But all if right. they look at me and tell me I want to go there, probably I will let them.
Yeah, Anthony's in a very good mood this year. I mean, that's a new addition as well, isn't it? Something that, you know, maybe you'll be able to meet some of the performers also.
Absolutely, and it's nice. It's for the 10th anniversary, I think, for Anthony to do something special like this. And I hope the performers, as I say, there are 80 of them, I hope they come and join us on the week, on the main gig weekends, because it's going to continue the party mood.
Yeah.
You know, I always... When you've had a great performance,
yeah.
It always goes a little bit flat at the end.
Yeah, you know, you want it to go on a bit longer.
When the lights come on,
it?
You know, yeah, almost. Yeah. And yeah, you just want, and this will give us that opportunity. Yeah. And you can carry on, as I said, till 2 a.m.
Yeah, and that's another thing, the space again. I mean, you know, you've got the space to be able to do that here at Al Badia.
Absolutely, loads of space. And because of the golf course, you know, we don't upset any residents because we're in the heart of Dubai Festival City, yet we're in the heart of Al Badia Golf Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Now, coming back to the actual two weekends, just go over that. I mean, this is the first time, again, that you've kind of encapsulated, you know, two weekends to bring really more big names.
Yeah. Well, actually, it took us about 6 months to decide whether we do it like two weekends or we keep the same formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we decided, yeah, let's go for it and test it. Let's see how it's going to reflect on us. And... It's happening. Like people are having now more choices, because usually when you go like three nights in a row, you get tired on the third night, or the second night sometimes you get tired. So now they can come two nights, they go rest for 4 or 5 days, and then they can come back for the second weekend. Mm. So we have a lot of people that they are buying tickets for the two weekends.
Yep.
While previously they used to buy for one night or two nights and that's it. They yep. get tired.
Yeah.
Now this is helping us in terms of ticket sales.
Yeah.
People are keen to come back for the two weekends,
yeah.
especially that we have a very good lineup.
Uh-huh.
So, this gave us like additional...
kind of revenue.
Kind of revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, plus we added an extra night of main gigs, so
Yeah, you can't go wrong. But of course, you know, any festival, as well as the big names, as well as the, you know, the James Blunts, the Jason Mraz, the Spyro Gyrus, it's made up as well of perhaps jazz musicians that people haven't heard of before, but, you know, the level and the quality of music is there, and that's, of course, what the Jazz Garden is about.
Well, yeah, we have some of the good artists we are putting on the Jazz Garden, especially like Althea Renee, Julian Vaughn, Cindy Bradley. All of these are, like, well-known in the U.S.
Yeah.
Deborah Coleman, Shakura Saida, Sherry Williams, she just won, I think, a Grammy.
Okay.
So we have good artists for the Jazz Garden also this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not only about newcomers, it's also about legends.
Yeah. I mean, now, kind of looking at the names, we've got the full lineup schedule. Ian, I know you're a big music fan as well, and I've run into you at several concerts over the years. What's your pick of the pack this year at the Jazz Festival?
Do you know, there are just so many. I'm personally coming to see Jules Holland. My father is his 78th birthday, so we've flown him out. He's come to have a look.
What a gift that is, eh?
Absolutely. Yep, so Anthony's very kindly given me a couple of tickets for my parents. So Jules Holland, I think, is the highlight from that perspective. But James Morrison, to me, is a bit of a hero. I think his music is fantastic. But, you know, James Blunt's great. Jason, there are so many, Mark. Mm-hmm. There are just so many. It would be wrong to identify one as the best.
Yeah. I mean, I've been lucky enough to interview a couple of the bands that are coming, Spyro Gyra being one of them, which is my personal favourite. Morning Dance for me is part of the tapestry of kind of music growing up, and also Acoustic Alchemy. And you really get the feeling that these guys like this festival and want to be part of the Dubai Jazz Festival.
Actually, they love it. I remember when they left here, last time they were here, they called me. I said, when are you bringing us back? I said, hey, hold on. Wait a couple of years. Yeah. And this is why I'm bringing them back, because they love it. They feel welcome. They feel well hosted. It's paradise for them, especially if they are coming from Europe when it's like probably -5 or -10 degrees, and here it's like 25 degrees. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's summertime for them. So, and especially in this venue now, like we are surrounded by water, greenery, and beautiful weather, beautiful skyline.
I mean,
of
that's
Dubai.
Another thing, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure at night, I mean, it looks great in the day, but at night time, Ian, this skyline of Dubai must look stunning.
You know, I think we have the best view of the skyline. If you look just behind where you're standing, Mark, you'll see Emirates Towers, of course, Burj Khalifa, and all the towers that go along the Sheikh Zayed Road, and it's just magnificent. I mean, I know Dubai, most cities look better at night. Dubai looks fantastic at night.
Yeah.
And from here, sitting on the grass or in a nice VIP lounge with a cold drink and a bit of food, looking over there, it's majestic.
It
really is. We're very lucky.
We are. We're lucky to live here, aren't we? I mean, I just want to ask Anthony as well. I mean, now 10 years anniversary, and it seems, you know, the way you're talking, that it pretty much sells itself now, the Skywards Dubai International Jazz Festival. Did you ever have any doubts in that first year? You know, am I taking a plunge? Am I doing the right thing? Is this really going to work in Dubai?
Never.
You believed in it right from the start?
I believed in it from the first year. We had plans, like 5 years plans. Every 5 year we put another 5 year plan, and since then we stick to the plan, and it's working very well. It has been a dream for me. It has been a dream, and I know when I dream about something, it comes true.
I mean, talking of great memories, mine would certainly be Toto. I remember coming to see Toto. They were in your lineup 1 year, who were absolutely tremendous. Yeah. Jules Holland was great last year. To see Alison Moyet again was a great treat. What are some of your top memories, Anthony, of the Jazz Festival over those years?
I would say, which one? I can't tell you.
Can't tell me.
I know. I like
that. Ian, have you got any?
No, I haven't. I have to say, Alison Moyet was always a fan when I was growing up, and it was great to see her. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was great to see her last year.
Yeah.
She's got a fantastic voice, powerful voice.
Actually, Macy
Stanley
Gray.
Jordan.
Macy Gray, last year, she was one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah.
Stanley Jordan, the first year.
Toots Thielemans came.
I don't know which year. I can't remember which year.
Yeah,
but we had very good lineup. I think my favorite now, if I go back, I think it's Macy Gray.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did a beautiful show last year. Yeah.
What a distinctive voice as well.
Very distinctive.
Yeah.
And very fun on stage. So we were a little bit like afraid of ringing her, because we thought that she's going to be a little bit
prima donna.
Prima donna, but no, she's very down to earth, very calm, very nice, a very nice person, and she put a beautiful show last year.
Fantastic.
I'm ringing her back soon.
Now let's just for people that haven't yet got their tickets, as you said, they are flying out the door, certainly for the main weekends. Where can they get them from, Anthony, and what are the different kind of ticket categories? You said there's seating, there's front seating and standing.
We have front seating, we have middle seating, standing, and the VIP. Tickets available from all version megastores, Ticketing Co. online, ITP online, or Timeout Tickets online, Hallmark and Spinis. So they're almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Festival Centre.
And of course Festival Centre.
We can get the Jazz Garden tickets from Festival Centre as well. So if you come shopping, you can get some free Jazz Garden tickets.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So guys, I'm sure, you know, the last minute touches, a few of the screens being lifted into place, and we're exciting now, just a few days away. Anthony, any last minute thoughts?
Well, I encourage everyone to come and experience the Jazz Festival this year. It's going to be really different from any other year. It's going to be something really wow, I would say.
And wow, with a capital W.
Oh, yeah.
And Ian?
Oh, look, this is just going to be so chilled. I mean, Chill Out Productions put this...
got the right name, haven't they?
They really do have. Anthony's done very well with that name. This is going to be a chilled out, fantastic event. As I said earlier on, 9 days of just great music and just relaxation. And the artists themselves are just, as Anthony said, they're so relaxed and they want to come here and perform. That's got to say something for the event.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it at Dubai Eye 103.8. Congratulations, Anthony, on all that's happened to you in the last few months, and looking forward to a wonderful festival.
Thank you, Mark.